Hello.
Hi, Shania. It's Monica with Family First Care. Hi, I was reaching out to you because I wanted to ask you for your 2-year residency proof. I know you had sent me the documents from 2025. Is it just a matter of you looking for the document from 2023, or you don't think that you're going to have it?
I just can't find anything. I was actually trying to find my old passport card. I couldn't even find that. I'm still looking for it though, and I finished the EWI thing that you were saying.
Oh, you did it? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so the only thing I think I'm missing now is the 2-year residency things.
Do you have like a bank statement maybe from 2023 that you can access your bank statement? Or maybe
no.
A phone bill. Let me see. It could be like a letter from a doctor that was sent to you from 2023, or any sort of like insurance information. A pay stub. Or a W-4, do you fill out your taxes?
No, I just turned 18 in February.
Do you have any letters maybe from, like, your school that was sent to
you? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find.
Okay. Because I'm just trying to figure out, if you don't find it, we're going to need to schedule you an appointment to get your fingerprints done.
Yeah, I have my old school ID, but it's from 2024.
No, it has to be from 2023.
All right. Let me check.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I mean, any letters from school would be maybe if you can reach out to them and maybe have them print out your record with your name and your address.
Yeah.
You know, then that would, you know, it would say your address, your name, and the school that you came from. That would be like a 2-year residency proof that you've been there and attending school.
Yeah.
So try to give them a call because, I mean, in worst case scenario, if you can get the proof, like I said, what we need to do is we need to schedule you to get a fingerprint appointment, your fingerprint.
All right.
So that is going to take a little bit longer because you have to go to the appointment, and then we have to wait for the results to come back, which can take up to 10 business days.
Yeah.
And I see that they're trying to get you your case started as soon as possible, but that would be a holdup for your case to start.
I'm going to look through my grandma's closet with all this old mail, and hopefully I find something.
Okay.
By today, like, I'm going to do it right now.
Okay, text me. I'm leaving the office at 3:30, but still send me a text message. If you find something, send me a picture. That way, when I come in tomorrow morning, I'll be able to take a look at it and let you know if we can use it or not. If, again,
all right,
in this scenario, we cannot use it, then I'll just try and schedule you an appointment to get your fingerprints done as soon as possible. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, Shania. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.